Good morning, Metroplex. We have made it to a Friday. Glad you're with us here on DFW Sports Station. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys Insider, Bobby Belt. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back. We are live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Thank you for turning it on and leaving it on. We have another loaded show for you today. We got our final Nelly ticket giveaway in the 7 o'clock Expressway. RJ's five things he wants to see for the Rams preseason opener tomorrow night at 8. We got Worst Take at 9. Nick Eatman from Oxnard, California at 9:20. I guess we'll start with myself. I incorrectly intro'd Bobby as the Cowboys insider. I guess I'm the Cowboys
you
insider.
You are?
As yesterday, I reported that Micah Parsons and Jerry Jones met Wednesday night for 4 hours plus. It's a long time. Mm-hmm. Dave Hellman with his little jokes saying, hey, Micah, let's go ahead and just watch Landman. Let's binge watch something.
It was a funny joke, I thought.
Yeah, funny joke. So Brian brought us Jane Slater. Jane immediately hit me up and was like, three people are telling me that this is wrong. Then brought us at 4:50 this morning, woke me up and said, three people are telling me that this is wrong. So just for balance purposes, Jane brought us. Bobby was told something last night that doesn't necessarily corroborate. This is the same source that gave me the Schottenheimer story. So I'm going to go with that.
It's Jerry, man. If Jerry told you that, you got to run with it.
Jerry did not tell me that, but I think some people within the Cowboys are emphatically denying it. We shall see what happens. My initial reaction was, and of course, Jerry and Micah were not at practice yesterday, which set off everyone's alarm bells. Michael in the office scrambling, oh my God, it's happening, it's happening. I guess the official word is Micah is working on his back somewhere. Nobody knows where Jerry was, but
I wish the back would get better.
Maybe Jerry was massaging the back.
Yeah.
That's what that was. But then I saw Steven with Trayvon Diggs on the sideline laughing and hugging. And I said, oh, there's good feels in Oxnard. Maybe we have gotten over a hump. I wasn't told anything else about the supposed meeting. My initial reaction was, this is good. This is positive. But then the thought crept into my mind, is Micah Parsons reiterating his demand for a trade after Bobby told us yesterday they're not playing around. They're serious about this. That could be the case. All I was told was they met for a very, very long time and David Mulligetta was not physically present. I understand why the internet and Twitter said, oh, you worded that awkwardly. I get it. I don't know. The reason I worded it like that, because I don't know whether David Mulligetta was on a speakerphone. I don't know whether David Mulligetta was on a Zoom call. I don't know. All I could say was he wasn't physically there because I was told he had not flown in at that particular time. So that's where we stand. I am sitting there in line waiting for my son's open house on the phone with Bobby.
Ooh, was this your first open house?
No. He had an open house for his daycare.
Okay.
But this one took forever.
Oh,
I was arguing with Amanda. Again, you know my rule. My daughter's not allowed out in public after what she did on the airplane. She has to stay inside in the cage that we had. It's a very nice cage, though, and we had it built for her. Avatraz, I'm calling it.
There you go.
Avatraz Island. And she goes, no, you know, it's only going to be 15 minutes. Oh, my God, what a night. Ran into two Tolos.
Oh, that's nice.
Whose kids are also going into kindergarten. So that was very nice. Looking forward to some bro time for the next 12 years. But I'm calling Bobby on the phone. Get this confirmed with someone. Reach out to Mulligetta. Bobby's in the hospital. So yeah. I get back. I'm waiting to check in. Did Mulligetta answer back? Anyone else from the Cowboys? Should I contact Tad? All these things playing out. I said, screw it. I'm sending it. Micah and Jerry meeting for hours on Wednesday. That's my story, and I'm sticking
all right
to it.
The only thing that sounds fishy is 4 hours. There's nothing that you could talk about for 4 hours.
Right.
There's not a single subject that you could talk about with a person that isn't your spouse for 4 hours.
Ooh.
Now, I know but we do a four-hour show every day here, so don't let that get in the way of these kind of facts. But individually, one-on-one, In a non, you cannot talk for 4 hours.
I don't know. If you turned on a camera and just sat Micah in a room alone and Jerry in a room alone, I think they both could talk for 4 hours.
They could, but like Micah's got podcasts he's got to get in. I mean, there's no way he has the time for this.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool if they were just doing like the sit-down recorded
podcast?
Imagine they
were doing the podcast.
Like, hey, we're going to tape this thing and then we're going to drop
Jerry's
it.
Jerry's my guest this week.
What do you make of it, Bob? You're not going to hurt my feelings. It will just mean that I was more right if it gets actually confirmed tomorrow when Christy Scales talks to Jerry before kickoff or today. I was like, please don't let the Cowboys have practice today. Please don't let the Cowboys have practice because someone is going to ask Jerry or Steven about it. Do you believe it?
It's possible. Somebody did tell me last night that they don't think that happened. The problem is there's been so much that's gone on throughout the course of, 8 months now? Of interactions and meetings and discussions and different things like that and lack of them that both sides have given us wildly different perspectives on in terms of what actually happened, that it's pretty consistently like, I don't know that there's ever going to be a discussion point until there's a contract signed where we go, oh, they both are saying the same thing. They're both saying the same thing happened or this happened. So that's the only thing that gives me pause. If they didn't meet and they were both gone from practice, I don't know why Jerry was gone. Mike, okay, they're saying, yeah, he's working on the back or whatever. Jerry's generally
not missing
practice.
What do you believe more, that Mike and Jerry talk for 4 hours or that Micah's working on the back? A legitimate back.
4 hours. Micah's not, I mean, he needs whatever done. Officially on the record, he's got a bad back. Just like Jerry said, I hope the back gets better.
I was trying to think of a reason that the Cowboys would all deny, and I can't remember whether someone said it on this show or one of you guys in passing, that Jerry would no longer be allowed to sit down and talk with Micah about contract because the official request was put in for the agent to be involved. Does that play in here? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that's why.
Like they would absolutely have to reject it and refute it because they're not allowed to sit down and talk anything contract related.
Yeah, so it's basically like
Miligetta was on the Zoom.
It's like right. It's basically like, well, and even still, I don't think they would. If that was the case, I don't know that he would want Micah there physically, though. I think he'd just be like, "We'll talk." The thing, it's basically like asking for your attorney. Like we mentioned this yesterday, when you're being detained and you say, "Can I talk to a lawyer?" Like, interrogation's over, you got to leave. But like they get their lawyer. It's sort of the same thing. As soon as he goes, "You need to talk to my agent," you got to stop talking about contract. You can't do it anymore. You got to go through his agent. That's when it becomes a violation of the CBA.
Again.
But yeah, I mean, if they talked even for, forget 4 hours, if they talked for 5 minutes, I'd be encouraged. Because right now, it doesn't seem like they're talking at all. And right now, it seems like there's a lot of hurt feelings or that's been the case for the last several weeks. And so if they're on a point where they can interact with each other in at any level, then I think that's only improvement or that's only a positive sign.
Got some Tolos joking on the fan text. Aren't we 11 days away from Netflix? That's a decent point. I could see this.
Oh, yeah.
The scene with Micah walking into the office and we all see how it finally plays out and gets ironed out. Again, I'm giving that like a 3% possibility.
Three? 3 out of 5.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I don't know if all the episodes are done in post-production. Right. If they are done, obviously that's not. But if they're not done, then that would be the likeliest candidate.
I think that's massively in play. How many episodes is it?
8, 9, 10, something like that.
But they're all dropping at once, right?
I think it's just like you can go binge it. Yeah.
Yeah, that would. But we're cutting close to add things.
Well, how does South Park do it? Week of?
Yeah, South Park's very unique. But they do week of stuff. So they'll cover stuff that was in the news in the last 10 days.
All right. And I don't know how Hard Knocks does it. Like how
they do week to week. Because they add the preseason games in each one.
Yeah.
But like how they do it. How they are able to execute it.
Oh, that's a fast turnaround.
Oh, that is a very fast turnaround. Right? Yeah,
so
I don't know.
Maybe they could add it. So what do I expect? I expect full denial. And then I expect Jerry or Steven to say, who? What? No, that did not happen when Christy Scales has one of them before kickoff yesterday. But that is what I was working on last night. So that is where we stand. Jerry and Micah meeting until I have to go ahead and delete the tweet.
Do you? No. No. Keep it. Never delete.
Never delete.
Never delete. Do you like your kid's school teacher?
I think she was the last class down this long hallway. So I'm seeing all the other teachers out and these young, cheery. I could tell, oh my God, it'd be sunshine and lollipops. I felt she was a little bit stern compared to them, a little bit older, a little bit more stern, serious. But then I was saying, is that a good thing? Is that a good thing for Ollie and the rest of the kids? You know, crack the whip, keep them in line. But yeah, good first impression so far. But we shall see. Live on the Fan Cam Twitch and YouTube, we also have Michael Silver. Bobby was playing mind games with himself yesterday when Jerry and Micah were not at practice. Take us through it.
Yeah, I hate the existence that is covering this right now, because it is like the fact that it's just something so simple now gets you all like worked up and like, oh my gosh, I got to start calling people. I got to start figuring things out. Let me send a text. Let me find out what this is. And it's like, they're not at practice. That's unusual for sure. But now it's like, all right, let me ask around. All right, it's nothing is what I'm hearing. Okay, maybe though. I mean, who knows? At first, that's all I heard was nothing. I didn't hear any response. I wasn't told it was nothing. I just heard nothing. And then I started thinking to myself, all right, well, nothing doesn't mean something, but nothing isn't nothing. And so I guess nothing is something. And so if it's something, then maybe it's something big. And as I'm trying to talk myself through all these stupid thoughts that are going on in my brain, somebody replied back and said, status quo. So I was like, okay, I guess that means status quo. It's not, they're not doing anything. And then I got another one a few minutes later that said, nope, still the same. And so both of them being gone from practice is ultimately nothing, but it was the first time that it popped into my head where I was like, is there any bit of dramatic flair to this one?
Right. And like, why else would Micah miss? Let's just assume, and I'm going to go off Jerry's sarcasm the other day, that he's not getting his back worked on. Let's just assume this is a hold-in injury. Wink, wink. Terry McLaurin. Maybe this is a sign to the negative where he's like, I'm not showing up at practice anymore. That's giving them too much. Like, why all of a sudden yesterday was Micah not there? The only thing I can think of is he's either talking with Jerry. They talked and don't want to answer if anything got out. I'm putting that last in the list of possibilities. Or him and Mulligetta decided, let's start being a bad soldier. Let's ramp this up.
Yeah, if I would assume my first thought is as to why he's out. Obviously, like you said, they're going to say it's the back issue, even if it's not specifically the back issue, because he was apparently on the field for walkthrough on last night, so which was not open in the media, but apparently when they were doing walkthrough in jerseys and everything like that, he was out there for that. So the fact that he wasn't out there earlier, I wonder, did he just not want to be around media that day for whatever reason? Is there something where maybe there is some sort of treatment he was getting done, back or otherwise? He was just getting treatment done, trying to get things worked on, and said, you know what? I don't have to be out there for this. I'll go ahead and go stop by and do this and pick this spot. The one, I don't know why Jerry wasn't there. I can't remember many times Jerry misses Oxnard practices. He's always up in that tower.
Meanwhile, Choppy yesterday was living the life of a Cowboy fan, and throughout the league, people were getting injured and dropping like flies.
Yeah, they were, even last night's games. But so yesterday, obviously you had the reports that, you know, Jaden Blue, right, got hurt walking off the field. That you had, obviously, the Jerry and Micah, where were they for 20 minutes to 30 minutes, the entire practice, where they meet up. This was the typical, if you were to describe.
Ferguson.
If you were to describe life as a Cowboy fan, that was yesterday at about like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Because you had your entire whirlwind of emotions happening at that one time.
Ferguson lower back, Jaden Blue lower body, Shepley lower body, Steele with an eye, return to the field. Update us.
They've got to start. I know.
Are
they said,
serious?
No, it doesn't sound like it. So Ferguson's back issue is not considered.
He missed
super
a player
serious.
Too.
Blue, same sort of thing. I think they're just being extra cautious right now with a lot of these. You've got to start looking. I know they've said bad luck. You got to start looking at something's not right. There's so many of these injuries stacking up that either something's off with the practice intensity, there's something off with that field surface, there's something off with the conditioning they had this summer. Something is not right in the equation that's causing them to have a rash of injuries out there in Oxnard like they haven't had in years.
A Texas school is joining the big boys. Which one is it? RJ has it in the college football kegger next for the 6 a.m. Club on Sean and RJ.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Oh, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
Texas Tech has joined the big boys.
Well.
So we talked about the other day making waves in the NIL with your NIL fund collective, whatever you want to call it. Well, they just locked in the number 5 recruit, a linebacker. Okay. Now, that in and of itself is not a huge deal, right? You're in Texas. You have top 5-star recruits on every street corner. It is not that big of a deal. But then you go a little bit deeper in. This is a kid from Savannah, Georgia. People from Savannah, Georgia do not go to Texas Tech. They don't even know where Lubbock is. Okay? Savannah is one of the most beautiful places in the world. And Lubbock, on a western wind day, is unlivable. You cannot be there if the wind is blowing out of the west.
I've still never been there.
You know what? I would just avoid, like, you know, go to Cisco. You know, it's Cisco with a college.
Man, it's that it's the when Joey McGuire a couple years ago when they beat Texas fraudulently, thanks to those Tim Donaghy's running around the field helping them cover the spread there. It was like, oh, the future, everything runs through Lubbock. It's like, no, literally, it runs through Lubbock. Nobody stops there. It is a pass-through on the way to Albuquerque. That's what Lubbock is.
I don't even think it's on. No, it's not even on 40. 40 even skips it. 40 goes through Amarillo.
So, see, everybody's just like, no, we're not messing with Lubbock.
I mean, it's
sorry, like, Peyton.
But they get a commitment from this kid, this LaDamian Guyton, over Alabama, Florida State, Georgia, South Carolina, Tennessee. Those are all, like, right in his pocket of where he grew up. Dude, Kirby didn't let you out of Georgia. If you're a great player, he doesn't let you leave the state. So their NIL collective has come to party. It has come to party. I don't know what they paid for him, because what we talked about yesterday was if a guy's getting $500,000, we got to give him $675,000.
And I'm rooting for Joey McGuire big time, even though he did not sign up. My godson, who went to Vanderbilt, anchor down. But I love Joey McGuire. I love having him on the show. And I'm very happy that he's apparently getting some more expensive, legit toys to play with and try to compete. And these Texas Tech fans, there's a reason I wanted my godson to go there, because these Texas Tech fans are diehard.
Oh, yeah.
They are. Now, I know you can say that about almost any college, but the Texas Tech fans I know are watching softball, men's baseball, college hoops with the exact same intensity that they do for college football, and I find that impressive.
They have the number 2 transfer portal ranking, and, you know, they're climbing up with this commitment. It's a verbal, so, I mean, he could obviously still come out of it, but we'll find out, I guess, on signing day. But a verbal from him.
Yeah, and their whole focus has been this offseason. When they spent in the portal, they were spending on trenches. So they were spending a lot on D-line and offensive line. They were like, all right, we're going to have to prioritize our dollars. We can't spend just on the whole roster the way Alabama would. Mm-hmm. But we can play in these waters in certain areas. So, I mean, for them to get a linebacker, a bigger linebacker recruit, that's not even where they've been focusing a lot of their money.
Yesterday we caught some grief on the fan text. Why don't you just turn the college kegger into, you know, Longhorn Inside, you know, because all you do is talk about Texas. The reason we did it yesterday.
Well, they're preseason number 1.
Yeah, and they're Texas.
The Texas. Mm-hmm.
They're the Dallas Cowboys of college football, disappointment included and hype. But Archie, I get him confused. Archie Manning, the grandfather, said that don't tank because Arch is not coming out for this draft. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to give you each a minute more to talk about that. I feel like we didn't break it down as a huge, huge story with the time dedicated to it. Because we're not surprised it's a Manning-type thing to do?
It is. I don't know if Eli came out early. I don't think Eli came out early. Obviously, Peyton didn't. He had a press conference saying he was going back. But this is kind of par for the course.
Eli played his senior year.
Yeah, this is kind of par for the course for the family. They just don't. You know, they believe, and Peyton has talked about this. I think he was on maybe on McAfee's show or no. Well, but he said that, you know, it really helped him to be in the same system. He was in the same system in college for 4 years, same OC, David Cutcliffe. And then he had the same OC for basically his entire NFL career until he left Indianapolis and Tom Moore. And Brady, he pointed Brady had the same, he had new OCs, but he had the same system. It was Bill's system that Bill wanted to run, whatever that Perkins scheme thing they run is. It was the same one, right? So you have nothing different, and that helps out a young quarterback. And I think that's what they want with Arch.
Yeah, and I mean,
and really exciting, great news if he's legit for Longhorn fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Peyton played his senior year. Eli played his senior year. And you're talking about this would be Arch leaving after his sophomore year. Like, he's redshirt, but still, you're talking about having him jump after basically 2 years in school. That, no, that's so anti-Manning. That's why so many different people have said that, that it doesn't stun me at all.
Do you think this crushes some NFL team hopes like you would have for an NBA team waiting for LeBron or Zion or Cooper Kupp?
Maybe some. I think
it really crushes New Orleans' hopes.
There's a lot of people, I think, in the league already who are like, yeah, is he that good? I think there is some of that from NFL teams already. So, I mean, maybe I think that's part of what they want to see. They want to see it. And I think the Manning family probably knows that that's an opinion that for some people. Not everybody. A lot of people do think, yeah, I take him number one. There's a lot of people across the NFL, I think, who think, like, he's good. But, like, I don't know that he's Manning good.
I mean, they didn't think Manning was Manning good.
Which one?
Peyton.
Well, at what point?
Right. I mean, like, no, you're right.
He was in college.
Bill would have maybe taken him one the year before. But, I mean, there was people that wanted Ryan Leaf.
Right, but there's a difference between your dad played in the NFL to now with Arch. It's like your grandfather was a successful quarterback in the NFL, and your two uncles were successful quarterbacks in the NFL. And a lot of people thought your dad would have been successful in the NFL if he didn't have a shoulder issue that got him medically retired.
It is the College Football Kicker on 105 through the Fan. Speaking of Texas Tech, Joey McGuire is one of the four coaches, that are listed on the You Better Win Now from ESPN. And it's because of this money. It's not because of anything Joey McGuire did. But they have Mario Cristobal at Miami, Brian Kelly at LSU, Brent Venables at Oklahoma, and then Joey McGuire at Texas. Now, these are not like guys. I don't think Mario Cristobal should be on any hot seat. Brian Kelly, different story. But, you know, Cristobal.
Well, this is the downside to getting that talent. Like, right. Mike Gundy is in that tweener situation. Sure. Go ahead, win your certain amount of games. No one's expecting you to win the Big 12. No one's expecting. Just, you know, have some nice wins.
Right.
And keep us relevant. And Texas Tech has been that football program. Not even to the expectations of Oklahoma State. I have lower expectations for the Red Raiders than I do Oklahoma State. But now it's, okay, we spent.
Yeah.
We spent on you.
That's it. And, yeah, look, I get the Brian Kelly, okay? Brian Kelly can't go out there and go 8-4 this year. Not with that talent. I think
was wrong about Brian Kelly coming back this year. I thought he would have been blown out.
I think Billy Napier should be on a bigger hot seat than McGuire at Florida. Lincoln Riley. Which new administration out there. Obviously, Venables is a name that's getting thrown out, but the way they got so upset with how Lincoln left, I wonder if they're just going to give him a much longer leash because he's one of theirs.
Oh, yeah, because that was the whole selling point to the fan base at the time. It was like, oh, that's fine. That traitor Lincoln can go. Brent Venables is a true Sooner to the core.
Yeah.
Like, that was their whole selling point right there. The one that was funny, like, I mean, and we're not talking about it anymore. I know championships cure all. Like, a month before winning the national title, everybody's like, is Ryan Day going to get fired? Like,
yeah.
In the next week? Everybody was talking about, like, he was done. And now it's like, oh, well, he's safe because he just won one. It's like, I don't know. Ohio State's different. A lot of those, that's one of those programs that you can get blown out pretty fast. I would be on watch with him still.
Really? I see. I don't know that you can win a title and be gone the next season. That seems crazy to me.
It does in general, but like, I mean,
because of that, RJ and I advocated for him to quit on them, walk away.
Yeah.
Screw you guys.
Yeah, but he was pretty bad in the way, like, what got him destroyed was that optic of just like how standoffish he was while Michigan is fighting with their players and he's just standing with his hands on his hips. He looked so weak.
College football Kegger here on 105 through the Fan. They did the tiers of the teams. Tier one is simple. Texas Ohio State tier one. Your tier two teams, or tier 1B I should say, is Georgia, Oregon, Penn State. People are talking right now that this is a five-team race for the national championship. That you've got five teams. It's Texas, Ohio State, Oregon, Georgia, Penn State. I don't know that I'm putting faith that Gunnar Stockton can win a natty at Georgia. You know, I don't know that Drew Aller can win. I've seen too much of him.
Aller's just so frustrating. Aller's that guy who you sit and watch and you're like, you were built in a lab to do this. And in a lot of ways, you have done it against lesser competition. Big games, that dude always flops. Always.
Yeah, this whole five team, it's these teams, that's a bunch of horse crap. It's stupid. We get changes every year. Arizona State was in the Final Four.
Oh, yeah.
TCU made a final.
Arizona State wasn't good, though. They lucked into
it. They weren't, yeah, look. They made it. What are we going to do? They made it, and they made a little run.
You got to learn not to argue with Bobby when he's got his troll tone.
Oh, I know.
Don't take it serious.
I know.
Yeah, Peyton, Peyton,
when the Giants come to town this year, could I pay you to throw something at Scataboo that's been going thrown on WNBA courts this year?
Bobby.
I am stunned because, look, I am an SEC guy, and we love to.
Scataboo would love that.
He probably would.
I'm an SEC guy. We love to let everybody know how difficult it is to play in the SEC.
Yeah, I've heard.
So I am stunned that I had not seen this stat until yesterday. But all 16 SEC teams are in the top 20 in strength of schedule preseason in terms of hardest schedule. With, I think, Missouri is slated at number 24.
Why are you stunned?
I'm stunned because
how you guys flex.
I know, but that's the point. How has nobody said this yet?
I mean, I feel like people say stuff like that every day ad nauseum.
Wasn't Lashley just fighting about this?
He was fighting about the perception. But I didn't realize that, like, in the hardest schedule, the strength of schedule preseason, that all 16 teams were in the top 20. I'm sure I would have heard something about that.
I mean,
and I'm very disappointed in the SEC coaches for not bringing this up at media day, because we need our propaganda list.
I know, that's the thing. Like, it may have just been said at one of their cult meetings when they're passing out the Kool-Aid or whatever. Like, they may have just said it there, and that it's not something that's shared to the public. They were literally handing out like infographics to people at SEC media days about how great the conference was. There were all these reports of them handing out pamphlets to media that just go, here's how, you know, hard it is to be in the SEC compared to everybody else. They are constantly flexing that stuff.
They are, and they should. They should. The ACC, meanwhile, is taking credit for Cal's swimming national championships in the Pac-12. Jared Goff, they gave him the, hey, we got a number one overall draft pick here.
It's the College Kegger here with RJ Choppy in the 6 a.m. Club, Friday edition of Sean and RJ live on your official home of the Cowboys and Rangers. It's 105.3 The Fan. Let's recap our crazy Thursdays. Bobby was in the hospital. Choppy had a dog fight, and I had Operation Freezer Save thanks to the help of the Tolos. All of it next on Sean and RJ. Our final Nelly ticket giveaway of the week is coming up 720 Commercial Free Expressway. You are not going to want to miss the junk drawer as RJ Choppy maybe finally makes it to the White House. We'll preview Cowboys Rams at 8 o'clock tomorrow on this radio station. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. We got the hospital, we got the garage, and we got a dog fight. Where should we start? I guess with you, Bob, with the hospital. That sounds most serious.
Yeah, that was exciting. So I always love when you get a call from the wife and the first words out of her mouth are, okay, don't freak out. I just need you not to freak out. It's like, okay, not going to freak out. What's up? So they were over at someone's house yesterday, and I guess there was this inflatable tube of something. Like, it's just an inflatable kid's toy, like a giant thing. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like I think it's one of those boxing things that, like, you hit it and it bounces back up at you whatever. So,
like a tackle dummy.
It was some inflatable toy like that. They were playing on it. Laura, Addison, and these kids that were over there, they were playing around with it. So at one point they'd stopped, and Laura was just laying on it. And she was laying on it like you would do, like, one of those arches, like if you were doing a yoga pose, basically. So her head was basically on the ground, and her feet were on the ground, and she was laid over it like that.
Oh, so like when HBK laid over Triple H, they both got pinned.
I mean, that was the exact analogy I used to Kristen when she was trying to explain it to me. So this kid, one of the other kids, comes running up and jumps in the air and lands on the other side of it, like trying to launch her like it's the blob at one of those, like, you know, lake camps. He hits it. She flew up in the air and, like, landed on her left side. And when she landed, Kristen called and she's like, this is just not like her. She said she has not stopped crying for 20 minutes. And she just keeps saying her back hurts and she has not moved off the floor. And she's like, should I just pick her up? I was like, well, no, don't start moving somebody's spine if there's something, like, super wrong. Just, like, let me talk to her real quick. So I was talking to her and she said it was just right in the middle of her back. She said it won't stop hurting. She said it has not gone away one time since. And so...
And she's usually, like, tough.
She's really good about letting you know if this is just... It hurts or we need to go to the emergency room. And she was saying, I need to go to the doctor. And so I said, okay, you need to take her. Then I'll meet you there. So we get to the hospital. As I'm getting to the hospital, Kristen texts and she's like, I haven't said anything about this yet. She's in the hospital, but she's saying her right foot is tingling now. Like, okay, well, this is great. So she's got back pain. She's got like a swollen part of her spine, basically in the middle, like right on her back. She's got this swelling spot. It hasn't stopped hurting. And now she says her right foot is tingling. She said it started with her toes and then it moved up and it was her entire foot. And I'm like, this is great. This is, she's got a compression fracture or something. So we hung it out there, got x-rays done. Laura was panicking and it was for an odd reason. I was like, she knows that paralysis is in play here.
Jeez.
Sure. I'm saying that's my head. I'm going to go towards like, and I was playing it very cool, by the way. I deserve a ton of credit for not panicking and being a calming influence.
Yeah, it was hard for me to press Bobby to get David Mulligetta to confirm my Mike and Jerry report when he goes, yeah, like she's tingling. Like the doctor says, like her feet, her hands are tingling. And I'm like, can you just text him? Or, you know, you can't really go there.
How long does it take to the 30 seconds? You need the mental break from the tingles. Just, why don't you just take a...
Just have her watch a Tua
tape. Step out into the hallway. Just forget it. You should forget about that. Try and get your mind on something else. Ask David a question.
Call Mulligetta.
But she went in there and got the x-ray, which, by the way, can we come up... I know it is what it is. But when they're telling us, hey, yeah, you guys can stand here, parents, do me a favor. Stand behind that like that blast shield, basically, while we do this x-ray.
Because, I have to wear the vest.
Yeah, they're like, stand behind that that glass shield over there so that you don't get any of the radiation on you, and we're going to blast it into her chest really quick. And it's like... I know that's what it does, and that's what we get with the x-rays, but it's like, gosh, there's got to be some better way for us to get imaging in the future.
Man, the last x-ray I did, they like didn't cover. They're like, nah, we're fine. We don't really, this machine is like advanced.
The person who's getting it, but they don't want anybody in the room who's not getting it, especially those techs. Those techs still can't be exposed to it regularly. But she got the x-ray. We had to sit around and wait for like an hour and a half on it. They ultimately came back. They said she just had a really bad back strain. So they said when she was... spread like that and she got launched, they just said it was probably too much for the muscles to take the normal stretch.
I know that Amanda and myself are the lame, precautious, over paranoid parents, because if one of my kids was playing on one of these things, I'm always like, be careful, I'm not going to the hospital. That's what I always say. I'm not going to the hospital, because if something like this happens, it makes me feel justified in ruining their fun and not letting them be children.
We have told Laura 1,000 times. She will do
that. I'll see parents. Don't you see parents all the... Because I know how your wife is.
Yeah.
Don't you see parents who let their kids do things and you're like, how are you not in the hospital all the time? Like standing on top of the kitchen tables or being Carrie Strug on top of the couch and... just falling on concrete. And I know it's part of just kids being teeth all missing and falling out. Sitting in a hospital for me is like sitting in an airport, except you have the extra worry worse. Of your... Yeah.
Yeah, because there's no destination.
But see, you're right, because it just hasn't happened yet. Like you mentioned, they're walking around the couch like Carrie Strug. Eventually, you are going to be Bella Caroli. You're going to be carrying that child while they like nurse a sprained ankle or whatever. So that's going to happen, but... She ended up, last night it was just a symptom, because Laura was saying stuff like, she wouldn't put her arms down. She kept holding her arms up. She said, when I put my arms down,
she's like the kid from Christmas Story.
She said, when I put my arms exactly. down. She said when she dropped her shoulders, it would hurt more. She said if she took a big, deep breath in, it hurt more. And so I was like, gosh, this is all a bunch of really like sensitive stuff with it. But she ended up, she chilled out. She was fine. Her biggest concern was she said she didn't want to wear, she's like, am I going to have to wear a body cast? I was like, no, I don't think you're going to have to wear a body cast.
Don't you just tell every kid who has a cast, you're going to get that piece. Everyone's going to sign it. It's fine.
Everyone's going to sign it.
Don't worry about that broken femur.
Of course, my child wouldn't allow anybody to sign his cast.
What?
I guess that's
Julian.
Yeah, he had a pink cast. He goes, no one's signing this thing.
Oh, pink. Oh, but he's fine with the pink. Him pink, and his WNBA shoes.
No,
no wonder he went in Sarah's drawer.
Both. And there was pink in there too.
He's a WNBA fan.
A lot of pink in there. But yeah, he. I guess that's not a thing anymore, or whatever. His school's not a thing.
What happened? You turning into this NFL player? You got busted for dogfighting?
I am not turning into the NFL player. LeSean, was it LeSean Johnson?
Was that his name?
Yeah.
I was thinking Michael Vick.
No, it was not Michael Vick. That
story was in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
LeSean Johnson.
Yeah, it was in Oklahoma. Yeah, he was busted for dogfighting like 20 years after he was busted for dogfighting.
Seems so unlike Oklahoma.
So we, I got home. So here, long backstory here. Pudge used to poop upstairs all the time. We never go up there. We never turn the AC on. 5,000 degrees up there. It's
that
just
makes
one room.
It didn't end up smelling?
No, not really. So a couple years ago, when we first got him, he started pooping upstairs all the time. We went up there like, what the heck? This is like his little toilet. So we got a gate. Well, we took the gate down when we moved, when we got the new couch, because we put the old couch upstairs. We took the gate down. We never put it back up.
Oh, so you built the wall.
And you didn't get rid of the couch.
We got rid of the reclining movie chairs because they had like it was bonded leather. They were just tore up, right? Yeah. I gave it to a Tola. So I go up there and he started pooping up there again because we took the gate down. We never put it back up. And I'm like, what the heck? You're potty trained, dude. Clean it up. Fast forward a couple of weeks. I go upstairs. Poop everywhere. Dude, we yell at him. We scold him. It's the second time we scolded him. Clean it up. We're out in Oxnard. She said he did it again up there. She yells at him, scolds him.
Why didn't you just put the fence back up?
I don't want to put the... It's a pain in the butt. It's a pain in the butt.
Yeah. You should see a ghetto setup I have at my house to stop Ava from going up the steps.
Really?
It would be embarrassing if company came over.
It's just a pain in the butt.
I'm not getting that gate. I'm stupid with that stuff anyway.
Yeah. It's still like the stuff's still screwed in the wall. It's easy to... I could do that, but it's just like... I'd rather not have a gate. You know, we don't have kids.
Go up there.
No, that's true. True.
And you do every other. You fix motors now. And
I know.
Can't put up the gate that's already halfway assembled.
I'm just waiting for Mexico to pay for it.
It's in the garage.
I don't feel like going
in the garage. So finally, I get home yesterday, and there's a turd up there again. And I was like, "All right, I have had it." I was like, "Pudge, get up here!"
Yeah,
yell at him. Come. And he like slowly walks up. He knows what he did wrong, and I laid it. I'm yelling at him. I'm just doing everything I can in my power not to find like that, not to spank him. Right, I'm just doing everything I can, and he starts to give me the teeth.
Ooh.
This SOB gave me the teeth, and I like you will not. Okay, so I had to side control him or whatever it is.
Side
right,
control.
That thing where you lay him down on the side, you dominate.
Oh yeah,
the power. Yeah. I had to show him. I had to show him who's boss. Well, that wasn't working. So I throw him outside. I say, get outside. Get out in the backyard. Find some shade. I dare you. It's noon. Find some shade back there.
Touch grass.
Yeah. There's no grass in the backyard. It's turf. Turf Concepts Online. So Sarah says, you can't put him outside. And I'm like, why not? She goes, it's too hot outside. I said, there's shade. There's a little bit of shade. She goes, no, we don't have an outside dog. We are not outside dog people. She said, find a better way. She goes, lock him in the bathroom. I said, great idea. I lock him in the bathroom. All right, I start hearing, and then I hear the trash can rustle, and I walk in there, and the floor is soaking wet. And I'm like, what did you do? He nervous peed all over the floor. So I clean it up. I say, you're going outside again. You go outside to pee, and I go put him right back into the bathroom. And I left him in there, and I shut the lights off this time.
Oh, no. Wow.
And he peed even more. So we're getting a new dog.
Oh no!
I'm getting a new dog. So we were fighting. Like, was I the wrong to put him outside?
Well, how long were you going to keep him out there?
I was hoping to keep him out there for about 2 to 7 hours. I wanted nothing to do with it. I was going to keep him out there for like their attention span's like 30 minutes.
Pepe's the dog guy. What do you think? Where do you stand on this?
I mean, it's a high level of abuse what you just did. You know, you locked him in the bathroom, didn't turn off the lights. You know, come on, the poor dog does. He's scared, man. He's scared. No, but yeah, you have to put him outside at that point. I mean, if he's doing that, I mean, I would obviously put up the gate. I know it's a pain in the butt, but you put up the gate there, and then you kind of just have to babysit him, I guess, for a little bit.
So he's not they've had the dog for a while. What do you mean babysit? So he's not peeing and pooping downstairs?
No, he's great. He never does that. The only time he pees in the house is if he goes in the pool and he swallows 4 gallons of water.
You got to get that scent out from upstairs. He can smell that. So he goes back up there and he goes, oh, yeah, I pooped and peed here before.
You got to put the gate up.
Yeah.
Or just get something to block the stairway and then you guys don't go upstairs or, you know.
Gate.
So there it is. A little recap of yesterday here on Sean and RJ. I'll get to Operation Save the Freezer at 7:40 as RJ Choppy auditions for the White House. But yesterday we had a friend of the show, big NBA insider, say, you see, this is why Luka had to go. Wait until you hear this. And a fourth dildo has hit the floor. That's next on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan.